Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
Hey, 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 I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio.
Visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
15.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yep. Got a longhorn, longhorn, longhorn.
Yep.
Well, longhorn two, longhorn two, longhorn two, low two,
whip.
Two. I see a two. Let me see a three, 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 half, three, half, three, half, three, half.
Whip,
whip, whip, whip, whip, whip, whip. Five, five, five.
Whip.
And sold to the gentleman in the blue hat. Come to the Ford to collect
that's
your prize,
right, that's
please.
That's right, folks. That's right. You're catching us a little early this week. It's 6:30 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States of America. What you have just heard. Some compelling video and audio from my first ever storage auction. I want to welcome everyone. 2017. The dystopian future begins now. That's right. Thank you for your quick applause. You are still listening for the time being to Roberta's Radio and HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. Before the dystopian future truly sets in, the nuclear winter will be 14 months a year. They'll change the calendar. I have some friends, very high-powered friends, at NORAD. And they reached out to me and they said, before you know it, the dystopian winter is going to start. And I said, well, do I have the right stuff? I have an overcoat. I have a scarf, I have a sweater, I have a hat. And they said, that's not enough. And I said, well, what can I do? And they said, have you ever seen The Road Warrior? And I said, yes, I have. And they said, it's going to be like that, except instead of all the sand and dirt around, it's just going to be flakes. Not snow.
Ash.
They were careful to point out that it's not snow, but there's always flakes falling out of the sky. And they said, you should probably protect yourself. So I called up my best friend, Max Pavona. We talk all the time, but I called him up this time. We talked with text. Text talk like friends do in 2016. That's what we did.
The voice calls are special.
Yeah, voice calls are special. I said, hey, remember that time we were over at Starliner and you were like, yeah, I go to these storage auctions all the time. And you said, yeah, I remember that. And I said, that's funny because I barely do. But we should get into something like that and go looking for some rustic artifacts to protect ourselves in the upcoming dystopian winter.
It's about a move towards becoming a prepper. We're prepping now.
We're trying to prep. And we went to all the marts. We went to Walmart, Kmart, Target Mart.
Caldor's.
Mars, Macy's Mart.
Dairy Mart.
Yeah. We went to Kroger Mart.
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
Stop and Shop.
Yeah. Although the lady who was hogging the attendance time, trying to get a lotto ticket, was very annoying to me.
It's similar to the woman who tried the change in her coins at Big Y.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
You know, use a Coinstar, lady.
Coinstar.
I know they take 9/10 of every cent, and that adds up. But come on, in the dystopian winter, they're not going to have money.
No, money's not going to matter. Plus, if you're already stocking it away like that, if you're piling all your change up.
Squirreling?
You can
squirreling,
afford to lose 10
it?
Cents. If you're squirreling it up, you can lose 10 cents. That's okay.
So I called up my best friend, Max Bavona, and we went to a storage auction. And you heard some of the live video. And you saw some of the live audio, and it's compelling stuff. They only let you look at the front of the locker. So they roll up the gate. You told me, you said, hey, just follow my lead, relax. We're going to roll up the gate. We're going to go and we're going to take a look. That's the sound it makes when the gate rolls up.
The big thing is to not jump the gun. And I know when you saw that ZZ album sitting in the
ZZ
front,
Top
you were ready
album.
To buy
it. Dude, it's Eliminator.
Like
it's Eliminator.
It's Eliminator. That doesn't mean that the rest of the locker's hot, though.
No, but upon further inspection, I saw a lot of, I saw four or five pairs of football shoulder pads. I saw a couple old hockey sticks, solid wood hockey sticks.
Some cricket bats?
A cricket bat.
What do they make those out of? That's a hardwood. That's not so pine. That's, that might be
it's
maple.
Like ash.
Oh, ash.
It's probably ash.
Ash is the hard stuff.
Yeah. We found some knee pads.
Knee pads are important.
Yeah, some hockey masks.
I saw a few jock straps hanging up.
Yeah, and so we wanted the locker, and we bid on the locker, and that's what you heard the first part of the show, and we got the locker. So now, today, on Heritage Radio Network, Dystopian Winter, Roberta's Radio feature show, Chef and his boys from time to time. We are going to investigate what's inside this storage locker to prepare ourselves for the coming dystopian winter.
And to prepare you. Don't forget, whatever you hear in this show should be taken as important life advice. Don't sleep on any of this.
If
don't
you're
think
listening
this
at home,
important.
If you're watching at home, if you're at the office and you're listening or watching, if you're in your car, stuck on the LIE, heading out on the island,
yeah,
and you're listening or watching, we're all in this together.
And even if you're living in your car, even better. You're already
better.
Ahead of the game.
You're ahead of the game.
Keep your life mobile.
Yes.
Do not settle down in one place.
No roots.
Do not settle down. Do not create
the
strong
terroir
familial
of the dystopian winter. The terroir of the dystopian winter will not allow for permanent roots to be settled. So why don't you join us as we go through this storage locker and begin the present day in the future dystopian winter. Roll up the gate, JPJ. Let's take a look at the stuff. All right, man. See, it's just how I remembered it. Sometimes when you ship this thing, and we got it, we went to that one over on, what was it, 18th Street. It was right next to the crumbled old edifice that we used to call the Metropolitan Pavilion.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a war zone over there.
It's majority of
it looks like it looks like the 1970s.
Burnt out halal carts.
Oh, man. Rafiki's. Big shout out to Rafiki's.
Hey, the only
you had a nice run. You had a nice run, Rafiki's.
They would
studio
do corn.
Audience is loving it tonight.
They would do beets. On that note, corn and beets, if you find them canned, will last you almost 15 years. Excellent staple to have in your pantry.
Coronated beets. That's
coronated
what you want.
Beets.
Coronated beets.
If you have them and they're not royal, that's fine as well.
Yeah.
Golden beets are better than regular red beets. But
they're not going to have a shelf life that's as long, but
no.
That's to be understood.
The shelf life is a hierarchy.
So, we saw a couple cans. The front of the locker is all we got to look at.
Yeah.
Saw a couple cans of coronated beets, which was nice. We were going to need that. We saw.
Wait, do you hear that?
I think it's coming from the back of the locker.
It sounds like there's something back there, but we're going to have to work our way through. We're going to have to work our way back there.
We found the aforementioned shoulder pads.
Why don't you hand me all that sporting
pads.
Gear?
Yeah, here, let me get all this sporting gear out.
Give me that sporting gear.
Yeah, set it in a pile, and we'll call the pile sporting gear.
We'll put that over in the sporting gear pile.
Here's the coronated beets.
I'm telling you, Eric,
oh, look
I'm
at this. No, no,
right
hold
now.
On, hold on. There's a whole case of canned cheeseburgers in here.
Oh, that is perhaps
that's awesome.
The highest point. Potted meats and canned cheeseburgers are among your staples in a
coronated beets
in a kitchen.
Potted meats.
Yeah,
that's what my grandma used to say. Whoa,
I'm hearing something, Aaron.
I'm hearing something back.
I don't know if we should go further in without strapping on.
No.
I think we should strap on some of the sporting gear before we continue back.
Hold on. Now let's just pull out this Davenport and set it down. And okay, hold it's big.
This is a little heavier than I.
You got it? Oh, okay. Oh man, it seems to be like is this one of the lighted storage lockers or was this unlighted?
I don't know, but let me try and find
a
light.
Seems to be a
little
glow. No, I think there's a natural light coming from the back.
There's something in the back.
Something in the back. It's
perhaps
starting to get,
a radioactive
it's starting to get a little
material?
Cold back here, but it's kind of warm at the same time.
Mm.
It's so strange. All right, so we got a Davenport. We have We have old, like,
it's a 50, bunch of paperweights.
We have
back
an old
here,
50 style Coca-Cola two top high top setup, you know, like the high table with the high chairs. Just two of them.
That'll be
the
good.
Coca-Cola brand, that's, 50s style.
That's going to go for 12.
Whoa. I'm hearing voices now in the back of the storage locker. Let's go a little bit further.
I think the nuclear weapon.
Hold on. I got.
See, there's a whole case of P-38 can openers
over
there.
Oh, nice. We got P-38s.
Let's get those going.
Anybody listening at home, you don't have a P-38 for your travel bag?
We got them for you.
We got them. You know, come down, find us.
You can call into the show.
You can call in maybe on the dystopian winter phone line if it's still working, if they haven't cut the lines.
Feel free to buy a P-38.
If the falling flake from the sky has not cut the lines, then yeah, you can come in.
It's guaranteed to open any can. Any can.
We have those canned cheeseburgers. Those are going to be good later.
You're going to want a P-38 when you're going to want a
Well, they're going to be good later, I mean, in like 5 years. You know, we don't know how long this is going to go on for.
I'm willing to eat anything over 70 years old as long as it's been sealed in a meal-ready-to-eat container.
Coronated beets, ladies and gentlemen. Coronated beets.
What about hardtack?
What do you think? Hey, what do you think the queen eats when she's in a dystopian winter? Coronated beets, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so there's a chest freezer. There's an old Frigidaire. There's a dishwasher.
I keep hearing a squeaking. Something is something's in the back there.
Hold on. There's this big prep table here.
Why is that thing? And there's that old prep table moving around?
Army to hold on. Let's move this out. Hold up.
Let's move this out. What's under there? I see an orange sweatshirt.
It's really heavy.
What is that?
Hold on. I hear it's a snake moving. Hissing.
It says bro on it.
What's going
it's
on?
It's an orange sweatshirt that says bro, and it has a deer on it.
Oh, my God.
It's a bro sweatshirt.
Oh, my God.
Who is in the bro sweatshirt? God.
What's up? JPJ. What's up, gotta take wags? A break. Take a break, God. JPJ.
Who is that?
Hold on.
It's really light right in here.
Whoa.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Crouch down. If you're watching or listening at home, crouch down in the back. We don't know what's going on, but there's definitely something back there. And it looks human, but we can't be sure. I hear some snake hissing. I hear the inhalation of pipes. I hear the exhalation of lungs.
The smell of tempeh.
And
Jura.
And also, is that hummus?
That is hummus. I smell hummus.
I also smell, hold on, it smells like crudité. All right, Max, we're going in. If you're watching, I'm behind you, Eric. That's right, I'm going first because I have the brass.
You're bigger and stronger than me.
I'm taller and, just by an inch or two.
Yeah.
And by how do you measure strength?
I'd say you're about five strengths more than I am.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say
plus
like three
five.
And a half.
No, clearly
plus five.
I think you're
a really strong guy.
Well, I've been, a little bit malnourished like since the winter.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going first because I got the brass.
Plus five
Chef
strength.
Chef and sometimes his boys are here. Heritage Radio Network. Dystopian Future.
Eric, it's time to go.
Roberta's Radio.
Time to go.
We're diving in, baby. What's going on back here?
What's going on?
Whoa.
Who is that?
Hey, what's up?
Geez. Hey, what's up, guys?
Is that you, Mike?
Is that why it's so light right in here all of a sudden?
What are you guys doing here?
Did you guys turn the lights on?
No, we took all the crap out of here.
Well, I haven't... my skin hasn't seen light in a really long time.
Okay,
do you want to turn them down?
You have this fire roaring.
Your
back
skin
there.
Looks like porcelain.
It's
I love
styrofoam
it.
Though, so there's not a lot of light.
Yeah,
really.
We burn the styrofoam and inhale the fumes, and that's how
that
we get a lot
was
of our
the
nutrients.
Smell.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a hummus smell, but
what
it's actually burning styrofoam.
What time is it? How long? Is it like 8:30?
Well,
like
I'm so glad that you 6:30. Asked.
What day is it? Is it like November 29th?
What year? Incorrect. What year is it?
Incorrect. It's 2017.
What?
We're very early in the 2017.
Oh,
man.
Oh, my we were God. Trying to count.
Oh, my God.
You guys were actually one only locked in here for less than a year.
The other one would fall asleep, and then we'd argue
ladies
about it if it had been a day or not.
Mike, we went in this container, and now it's the future.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Michael Zoman and Benjamin Harrison, Snake Manager. We've inexplicably...
Isn't there be like that round of applause there?
Yeah, is nobody like
normally,
stoked to
but I think people are more like kind of.
Say it again.
It's not that you look bad.
Say it again.
You know what I'd be willing to say again? You guys look great for having not seen sunlight or real food.
Oh, thank you.
There's plenty of leftover crudité from the job fair. I've been eating this hummus.
You guys,
I've been dipping these frozen cauliflower in this hummus for like. What feels like months. I don't
I
know how long
you guys
it's been.
Were out
that's
town.
Outstanding. That cauliflower stayed frozen for a very long time.
It's still good. My stomach's not that messed up.
I was reaching out to you guys over the holidays, but I figured, oh, we were on
there's
break.
No reception.
It's a
in
dead
here.
Zone inside
yeah,
of
a,
this.
It's a metal. It's a literal
locker.
Metal box.
That
there's no reception.
We went. You took us to that job fair, and we couldn't find any jobs, and we just ended
no
up in the back.
Us, yeah.
I know. We found that storage container in the back, which
I think that's the one that
is this.
That's the one.
You're still in the same one.
They've moved it around several.
That explains. Why we kept falling over all the time when they were
I mean, I heard them open the door and put more stuff in it.
I didn't want them to come
really
back
nice
here.
These really nice Coca-Cola chairs, these high tops.
Oh yeah, did you see those?
I saw them.
Those are probably worth a lot of money.
We're gonna put them up for auction.
I didn't see that.
As a set.
I didn't see that when Max and I went to the storage auction. But what
you
do you
saw
think,
it now?
What do you think we could fetch?
$1,200 maybe.
Really? Yeah, I'm sure.
$1,200
for a set. Yeah,
you go on Etsy.
All right.
Hey, now that it's the future, is there still Etsy?
Yeah, Etsy's here.
Etsy's
but
still
it's,
here.
Okay,
but it's overrun by.
We get a cut of that because we've been watching them this whole time. Wait, mongrels?
Oh no!
The majority of the things being sold on
from
Etsy now.
Mongolia.
Oh, not the proper nomenclature.
This
not
isn't the Cinco de Mayo episode, Dr. Zoman.
I'm talking about. I'm talking about. Nuclear jazzed up wolverines.
Oh,
wait, what?
Mongrels.
They're like, online. Like, they know how to type.
Yeah.
Are they catfishing people?
They hunt and peck.
Oh, they
yet.
Are.
Not
no,
yet.
No, the chickens hunt and peck.
They're mostly just messing with Wikipedia pages.
The chickens that are online.
Oh, re-editing
the chickens that are online.
Yeah. They're starting in the early stages.
You guys don't
is Jimmy
know.
Whale, is Jimmy Whale still alive?
Jimmy Whale has unfortunately passed away.
What?
Yes.
I gave him $10 last year.
No, he's
I thought dead. I was helping him become immortal.
He used that $10 to buy crack cocaine and OD'd.
Oh, well, that's cool. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Sorry.
As long as he had a good time. Sorry. He owns Wikipedia.
He's a dead man.
Oh.
He owned Wikipedia. So
why isn't it called Whalesopedia then?
It probably will be now that he's dead to
as
memorialize him. Do we still have Wikipedia in the future?
Wikipedia is still here.
It is.
There's some things that you need to know.
It's a people's dictionary.
Yeah, what happened out there? I feel like I've been cut off from society for so long.
Yeah, it's been
eating these cauliflower.
Who knows how long? It's impossible to say.
It's literally impossible to say how long it's been since we've been on the air.
It's actually. It's January 10th,
are we still in season 3
God,
of the show?
I can't
show?
Believe it's 2017.
No,
we've actually changed
season
4. We're in season 4 of the show now? Season
we've moved into another season.
Oh my God, man. This is crazy.
The world moves even
I
though you guys have stayed.
Jesus' birthday?
Just this year, but we'll catch it next year.
I love that little guy.
It comes around every year.
Yeah, he's a powerful baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any baby
praise
can,
him.
Yeah, any baby that can rally the attention of millions is pretty powerful.
He's man, cold. It's pretty cold outside, huh? I thought it was just in here.
Yeah,
no,
you want to pull
no.
that?
You want to hand me some
that
of those football
large piece
pads
of furniture?
To,
I'm not quite sure what it's
called.
It's
a Davenport.
Well, you want to pull that Davenport back shut to keep the wind out?
Oh no, that's a door. It's
okay.
A roll gate door.
Well, let's roll it shut then.
All right, let's roll it down. JPJ, our fearless producer.
Come, I'm not ready to go out there yet.
I may look well, good, but my clothes have turned to tattered rags.
Oh, they're tattered
stuck.
Rags.
Yeah. It's stuck. You hear that? You guys got WD-40 in there?
Oh, yeah. Right over here.
Cool. Thanks.
I've been huffing it.
Let's give it a little spray.
There it is.
Hey, let me hit that real quick.
Here, have a hit.
No waste it all on him.
Nice. I like to make a little cool little torch out of it to, like,
that's how you start
Ben.
The styrofoam.
That's good.
Impressed. You guys impressing each other.
That's the good
that's
stuff.
Wonderful. That's
looks good from over here.
Well,
feels good from over
see,
here.
See, it warms up quick in here.
Yeah, it sure does.
It's insulated.
Yeah, if you spray enough of that WD-40 on the lighter,
then
it gets
warm. But where do you plug
warm.
In the chest freezer to long-term hold your crudité? And how does the Frigidaire plug?
I've been making my own dry ice.
Yeah.
What, really?
Yeah. I took apart a couple batteries.
Are you selling that on Etsy?
No, that's a good idea.
It's a dead zone in here. We don't have access.
I mean,
we're totally cut off from society.
It hurts to breathe, but it's tight.
We've been burning all this styrofoam. Our lungs are not great.
You guys have all these canned cheeseburgers. You could have made a can size hole.
They are not good.
Really?
No bueno.
There's a bun and everything.
Yeah, we tried that. It's super soggy.
Do they come
in
brine? What
kind of cheese is in there?
Ooh, I don't know.
Who knows?
I think it might be what they call government cheese.
I thought it was Gruyere because of how it smelled.
Yeah.
And it's soft. It's a soft
cheese. It's a color that no other cheese could naturally.
It's hard to say because the whole burger is really soft.
Looks like a highlighter.
Was there a rind on it?
I don't know if it's washed rind.
There's a rind on the buns, though.
Oh, there's definitely a rind on the buns.
Though the part of the bun that's touching the can is drier than the rest.
Because it hasn't had contact with the rest of the juice that's in there.
Are you sure it's not like a Babybel and you have to take the wax coating off before you reheat it?
I don't know. I gave up on those burgers.
Had a baby, so I've never had a Bell.
Yeah. I did a couple shots of that juice from the can, and that made me feel, that was fine.
Powerful,
I feel like there are a lot of nutrients in there. We've been getting by, you
know. There was a lot of rats in here to hunt and eat also.
Oh, God. Rat meat is doing good.
He's good, too, like a snake.
Well, because I know how to keep my snakes alive. I know how to catch rats.
Ben looks relatively healthy, but Mike, you're looking a little bit malnourished.
I'm pallid, admit.
Well, I've been mutating.
Are you okay?
You look worse than usual.
Yeah, I'm pallid. No, yeah. I'm not. I don't feel very
good. He's a little pale.
You don't look so hot right now.
You know what I really need is a beer.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
We drank all the beer in the first
hold on.
15 minutes of being here.
Crack it open.
Oh, come on, please.
Toss me one.
Toss it over.
Mike, why don't you crack one open, too? I got one for you right here.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, man.
Here's one for you, Ben.
Oh, yeah. Now everybody's got a beer.
Now we're talking.
Cold beers.
It's not going to make this conversation a lot easier.
Hey, man, the future ain't so bad, right?
Wait till we get outside. It's not.
What's going on out there?
No.
What's going on out there?
Let me guess. It's like Mad Max, but it's raining ash from the sky like snow.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I knew that was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. I saw it coming.
We kind of anticipated that. That's why we didn't really go outside.
The entertainment industry has been predicting the future for decades.
It's a reverse.
We all knew that.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
They've been dictating the future.
I don't want to look.
The world's not going to flood. All the water's going to evaporate into space.
Correct.
And then it's going to come back in the form of ash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is already started.
The crap that's in the water turns to ash.
Yeah, and it rains back down on the world.
Yeah. It's all the heavy metals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Anthrax.
Ozzy.
Megadeth.
Ozzy.
Sleep.
Pantera.
Ozzy.
Yeah, Pantera for sure.
What's the one?
Slipknot.
Soldiers of what?
Soldiers of Fortune? No.
Voivod? S-O-D. That's more thrash. Oh, Speak English or Die?
Whoa,
no, that sounds cool.
That sounds
that's really fitting.
They're not racist. It's actually
it's
new wave of British heavy metal. Emperor Rules.
Sono,
that's that drone.
Boris is not. That's like post rock.
Burzum.
No, that's the hard.
No,
stuff.
No, that's the hard stuff.
We're
baby.
Saying heavy metal. He said heavy metal.
Classic.
So
heavy metals,
so everyone. Yeah.
Oh, Judas Priest.
Dawkins.
They're up there
Dawkins.
Too.
Did you say Iron Maiden?
Rat with two T's.
Oh, Around and Around. That's more like hair metal.
Yeah, but it's still heavy
metal. That's a different game.
How heavy is it?
If you're going to call that heavy metal, we might as well Kiss and fucking...
No.
Whoa!
Just saying. If you're going to put Rat in there...
Max Bavona, my best friend Max Bavona has lost the
game. You might have to fight to live, but we don't need to talk like that.
I'm about to fight to live about Kiss being in there.
I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm physically strong, but mentally I'm losing it.
It's
probably the burning styrofoam. You get used to it, though.
You get used to it. It helps your chromosomes change.
I have a lot of cilia in my nose.
I am insanely hot.
It's good. I've been mutating on the cellular level.
My snot is kind of like melted styrofoam.
Have you guys reached a post-human state at this point? Is that what you're telling me? I feel like it.
That's why I look so healthy. Is because like I just been doing all kinds of stuff.
I mean, like you look terrible, but Ben, you look fantastic.
I feel like
here's the thing.
As a host, I'm rejecting it. You know,
my body has been doing well to accommodate all the styrofoam.
Your corpse.
Well, no, you got to shed the husk.
His He took to the thing, whatever it is.
The
regiment.
The snake manager.
Yeah. Because what I've been doing really, is, I'll tell you my secret.
Mike is like a husk of dew, and Ben, he's continued to molt like a snake.
I want
what I've been doing is, we've been burning
maybe,
a lot of styrofoam.
Maybe you're not able.
Maybe, yeah, maybe I don't have what it needs to
maybe
live.
You don't have what it takes.
Perhaps Mike is a transhuman and is not fully formed into a post-human
blossomed
yet.
Into his post-human
blossom.
Form.
Yeah. That show is off the air.
That's
in case
okay.
You guys are
you have, oh, wait, really? Did they cancel it?
What about Blossom? Why? What about Blossomder, the one they did where they rebooted it with featuring Joey's. And,
that one is also off the air.
All the original actors and actresses.
But Friends is in syndication on three different channels.
Do they still show the pivot episode?
They have it on ESPN, ESPN2, and ESPN3.
Pivot.
Yeah, there's no sports anymore. Well, actually, Max Pavona is also...
Do they show the one where Ross's monkey changes the channel to the
Marcel.
TV? Changes the TV to Spanish and they can't figure out how to turn it back to English?
In our current climate, that would be offensive.
I have seen that, yeah.
That's really funny. That's a good
one. That was the funniest thing about that show, is that monkey.
Let's Mike, in our current climate, that's offensive to our monkey overlords.
Did they take over finally?
Yeah. I mean, we could probably talk as loud as we want in the back of
it's
this
a, it's a dead zone.
Trailer,
nobody can hear you in
okay.
here, I promise. Yeah.
believe me, station.
I've been screaming my ass off this whole time.
He's been howling.
Yeah, no one hears
screaming,
me.
Like a demon. Screeching, Dr. Zoman
hears
me. Wailing.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot. I've been doing a lot of all those things. No one
weeping.
Can hear. You're in a safe space. You can hear. You can say whatever you want.
Well, it becomes a safe space pretty quickly, you know.
Yeah, when you shut the entire outside world out and start huffing styrofoam and WD-50... 40, sorry.
I don't
have
feel
50
like,
yet.
Don't worry.
Have they developed WD-50 yet in
don't,
the future?
Don't
actually,
give it away. Don't give it away.
We're
don't
up to WD-50.
Away.
Oh, my God.
Don't give it away.
What's it like to huff that?
It's 60%. It's 20% better than
can
WD-40.
We save,
I need to get
can
some of that,
can we save
please.
A few spoilers
sorry.
For the viewers and the listeners at home?
I'm all hopped up.
I know you are.
It's the style.
Right, back on track.
Okay.
Yeah, let's focus.
Great, guys. I'm glad we found you in the back of this storage container that me and Max, my best friend, bought at auction.
Thanks, Eric. I don't know if I'm happy that you found us, though.
Yeah,
frankly.
It's been pretty chill in here. I don't know if I'm
going to go outside. You can't live in here with us if that's your idea.
No, there's not enough oxygen at all.
Well, gee, Mike, I'm so glad that you were kind of ambivalent about us finding you. Let us tell you about the future.
I guess.
My best friend Max has written down some headlines from the past few days
oh, wow. Max.
I'm glad you wrote them down
like
because there's no there's no reception in here.
Yeah. So
no, he was just
the dead zone.
He
like
just had a pen and paper.
I've got a few things to let you know.
All right, cool.
Hold on. Is Steven Seagal in here?
Wait. No, I looked.
No, I thought he was.
I was hoping he was.
I thought he was twice. I was pretty sure two different times he was in here.
Lord knows I can't take care of
myself. Before just now, so maybe this is the third time.
Maybe he got in when we opened the door.
Yeah, maybe
came
we just
from
can't
the outside
see him.
In.
He's pretty sneaky. Stealthy. He's sneaky as hell.
I've got a
all right,
lawman.
Max, tell us what's going on
I've
out there, man.
I've got a few quick things to let you guys know to bring you up to speed to help the transition.
Pick the good ones, Max. Pick the good ones.
Here's one of the first ones.
Thank you.
The president-elect of our country that we're in will now be looking at our stool samples in relation to the Bristol stool chart to decide what level of health care we are allowed to purchase.
So you got that going for you.
Well, the Bristol chart's based in time. Sorry, who's the president-elect?
That's not important at this moment.
Because we did the election episode, and then we kind of, I don't know, we kind of fell off on that.
Well, don't worry.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah, we'll catch you up when we get outside.
Probably my boy
It'll
Teddy
be a fun
Cruz.
Surprise.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm a Teddy boy.
Teddy boys. Teddy boys. Shout out to all my Teddy boys listening tonight, if you're still alive.
Second of all, news to all the Teddy boys and bears. Twitter will replace the Senate and the House when it comes to voting on bills.
This is true.
Retweets, and reposts, as well as comments, will count towards the passing of a bill.
That's right.
Another option,
absolutely right.
When you decide to bring a bill back to the Senate and House, will be attached to specific flies and flown through a torture chamber of Venus flytraps.
Oh, so like house flies.
Whichever house fly escapes.
Horse flies.
Or
big
horse
boys.
Flies.
Big boys.
Oh,
big boys.
Yeah, because they have to have the wingspan.
So we can see them.
Is now the bill that will be passed. Also,
if it makes it through the gauntlet of Venus flytraps, it becomes a bill.
It's okay. Nature's democracy.
I couldn't agree more with
red
you.
Red in tooth and claw, I'm buying that's what I always
in.
Say.
I'm buying in on the ground floor.
Well,
that
this
way
is all,
in 30, 40 years, I'm sitting pretty.
Also,
well, this is all pretty good stuff so far. I mean, President Ted Cruz seems to be doing a good job.
President Ted Cruz is doing a great job. And also, for those of you who have been suffering through Obamacare... Suffering through it. Good news.
I haven't because I've been huffing styrofoam in this metal box. Yeah. So
good news
I've been
for
good,
you. As healthy as you are, Ben, you will profit from this.
Okay.
Profit monetarily. Like your pockets will be lined.
That's good.
Well lined.
Lined with the greenbacks and bluebacks. From now
That's
on.
That's right.
People
That's
who are right. on the organ recipient list oh, yeah. will battle each other in gladiatorial combat
oh, yes.
to become higher up
oh,
on
yes.
the list.
I like the sound
Those
of this.
Who are deceased's organs will be harvested mm-hmm. and passed on to those on other lists.
It just makes sense.
On a side note, if those organs aren't used, they will be sold for profit and used to pay off the debt to the indentured slaves of the debt of the family before.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
So
it sounds complicated, but it's pretty straightforward.
Does that market, so are snake organs on that market too?
No, human.
Snake markets are not on the market. However, there is a market for them.
Okay,
and lastly,
good. Okay, good.
Lastly, yeah. there are a group of post-humans calling for a voluntary human extinction.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
If you feel like participating in the human extinction, feel free to end it right now.
What if you're no longer... So I like that idea, but I feel like I'm no longer like... human per se. I'm like human adjacent.
No.
Can I just
no.
say,
where do I fall?
Can I say
in
one
that?
Thing here?
Say one thing,
I
Mike.
I thank Max for his segment. Thank you for your segment.
This is The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
With Max Pavona.
I'm so glad Jon Stewart's still on The Daily Show, man. He's doing such good work.
I'm so glad you guys have been working on your editing skills in the back of this.
We didn't really have a whole lot else
crappy
to do.
Hey, this is the first time my phone's gotten service in like
in a
well,
long
who knows
time.
How long.
You open that roll-up
it
gate.
Doesn't
and
even
it just,
know what day it is.
Yeah, no.
I think it's time that we get you guys back out into it.
I guess so.
Frankly, I need to kind of, I need some kind of medical attention.
Yeah, you need something, man. You look
you
really
wildly
bad.
Malnourished.
You look super malnourished.
I don't know if I need some kind of spiritual cleansing.
You look
to get
awful.
This out
that,
of me.
That couldn't hurt.
We have,
you look revolting.
We have a new way of doing that. We just drag you outside and leave you on the curb and walk away.
Have you ever seen Alien?
I have not.
I think I might have got one of those in me or something.
Oh, no. Possible.
So
did you have,
did you
have a face hugger in there with
that
you?
That might have been one of the snakes I had in here, though.
There were quite a few snakes in here at first. He had them on him.
A lot of them died off.
Yeah, they were
well,
trying to
I
stay
used
warm.
Their body
he
heat
needs
to stay
have
warm.
Snakes on him at all times
right.
is what he used to say.
He's the snake manager.
Yeah, well, it seems like he's still fine now without them.
Well, that's because it was
I got a couple. Hey, I got a couple squirreled away. We'll get them back up to their previous population.
We did eat some pretty good snake eggs and then some pretty good snake eggs.
Snake egg omelet.
And actually, these pants I have on are homemade snake skin pants.
You were making fun of me for that at the job fair, but they're really insulating.
Those snake skins are slightly loose, though, Mike. You need to put on a few pounds. You're looking pretty slim.
Did you win those in a bet? Were you guys betting in here for your clothes on your back?
We played some dice games.
It was more like survival of the fittest, though.
Heard that.
The snake skins were mine.
I'd like to take a
moment. I gave you two snake skins, one for each leg, and you slid each leg into the snake skins and pulled them up.
I'd like to take a moment.
Hero style, which left your junk exposed. Which is unfortunate.
It's like
it's cold in here.
Chaps. Well, I put on one of those jock straps. There was some jock straps in the front, so I grabbed one of those. So.
Thank God for those leather jock straps, man. They're warm.
Why are they leather?
They're warm.
I think it looks cool.
I don't know. I just think it looks good. Yeah,
I don't feel like, very sexy, though, because I feel like I'm
no,
about
you
to
don't
die.
Look very sexy either, let me tell you.
I like how you guys tell it like it is.
Thanks.
Yeah, just real talk.
I'd like to take a moment and welcome the studio audience into thanking you for staying alive somehow in the back of this storage container. I would also like
anytime,
to...
Anytime, you guys.
Yeah. I'll do it again, man. Anytime. It'll be great.
That's right. And I would also like to thank you guys for entertaining each other in this unhospitable environment.
I feel like this environment's pretty hospitable. We got all these canned cheeseburgers and snakes.
No, no, I'm talking about
you guys are here. It seems pretty fun in here.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
I'm talking about what we're going to have to deal with.
Oh, what we're walking into.
You mean what happens on next week's episode of Roberta's Radio.
Powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.nextweekshow.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Maybe we will
get that Peabody.
Dun, dun, dun.
Next week on Roberta's Radio.
Oh, gee. Why'd you have to go and say something like that, Eric?
Well, Max, I don't know.
Leave him alone, then!
No, I shan't! I shan't, I tell you, I shan't!
Oi, mate, leave the boy alone!
You are my real dad!
Next week on Roberta's Radio!